seated. I'd like to share with you two prayer concerns that have come forth this morning. One is for Alan Dobson. He will have spine surgery on Tuesday at Advent in Daytona Beach. We will be with him in our prayers for Alan. And then also for Jackie Mayberry, who fell twice and whose heart is unstable. She is at Advent Hospital here in room 407. Many of you know Jackie. She sits right there in church, and she loves to be with us. She is a strong woman, and she and her family need our prayers. That's Jackie Mayberry and Alan Dobson. We also will be praying for the Bennett family and their service as they gather to give thanks to God for his life and his witness. Are there other concerns? Over here, yes. And could you hear more clearly and say loudly? So,
yes, Cricket.
Cricket.
Cricket Petrovich was diagnosed with lung cancer 2 days ago, and so is requesting prayers from all of our church. She was a Christian and has fallen away from the church, and so our prayers are for her healing as well as for her renewed spirit of Jesus Christ in her life.
Great. So we'll pray for Cricket in her journey and her family and for you. Any other prayers? Then let us turn our hearts and our minds toward God. Loving God, sometimes we feel like a wilderness people, stumbling along, scrounging for food to nourish our souls, searching for living waters. Too often we put our faith and trust in the pursuit of worldly values instead of placing trust in you to fill our needs and to accompany us along the journey to the challenge to live a faithful life. Show us, O Lord, how we might examine our own lives and draw closer to you. Show us how we might bring hope and harmony and love into our battered and bruised world. We lift prayers for those who struggle with sickness of mind, body, and spirit, and pray that they may be surrounded by persons who can assure them of your constant love and presence. We lift prayers for those who have suffered losses, whether it be a loved one, a job, a relationship, or most importantly, a loss of confidence. Direct their paths in the way that leads them to meaningful direction and hope for the future. We pray that you would ease our own fears and our sorrows, our storms and our clouds, our doubts and our complacency. Holy God, journey with us this Lenten season that we might discover the hidden spring in every wilderness. Help us to live the unanswered questions of doubt in our souls, knowing that in your time, you will open us to a deeper awareness of your truth and love. God of living water and promised resurrection, work your surprising and amazing grace in our lives and in a broken world that desperately needs your love. We thank thee, O Lord, for the gift of prayer that is available in all times and places, and especially for the words that your Lord taught us to pray together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Please stand.
Confession of faith. Let us join together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things that are invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Begotten Son, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, with him all things were made, and for us men of salvation, came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit, Virgin Mary, and made man, and was crucified also under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he arose again according to Scripture and ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of the Father. He shall come again with glory to judge the quick and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, and who with the Father and Son together is worshiped, glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life to come. Amen.